This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Newt Gingrich used to support health insurance mandates. Now, he doesn't. Rick Perry was willing to allow abortion in cases of rape or incest. Now, not. And Mitt Romney, the list is long, long, long. This Republican race is rife with what you might call the flip-flop. John Kerry got branded a flip-flopper in 2008, but even he is far from the first. We've gotten used to candidates twisting wherever the wind blows. Is that mature flexibility or a complete lack of spine? This morning, we finally deconstruct the flip-flop. It's Thursday, December 29th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this week, and I'm here with Celeste Headlee. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Todd.
Good to be with you. Well, we're going to go on the ground to Syria this morning for an update on government violence in the city of Homs. There are real-life superheroes roaming the streets of American cities. We'll talk to a couple of them. But first, the flip-flop. It's one of the most damning of all political charges, but we've got the political language expert here to uncover the history and the reality of the flip-flop. It's what has you talking this morning.
This is David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Changing your mind is not bad by itself, whether a private or public citizen. The problem is when you seem to be switching purely for political advantage, and that you have no integrity, whether it's moral or political.
So changing your mind or opportunism, that is the question on the flip-flop. Tell us what you think by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, here's a check on the morning's top headlines.
5 days, seven candidates, numerous outcomes possible. Many GOP voters remain undecided ahead of Tuesday's Iowa caucus. Apparently, so do some of the campaign chairmen. Michelle Bachmann's camp is reeling after her state chairman suddenly decided to support Texas Congressman Ron Paul instead. Here he is. It's Iowa State Senator Kent Sorensen.
I just want to tell you guys that I'm going to do everything I can the next few days to help in Iowa and beyond. And we're going to take Ron Paul all the way to the White House 2012.
Meanwhile, a new CNN Time Magazine poll shows Mitt Romney gaining steam ahead of Paul and a surging Rick Santorum in third. The first criminal charges stemming from last year's Gulf oil spill could be unveiled soon. A report in this morning's Wall Street Journal says several Houston-based engineers and at least one of their supervisors are being eyed in this probe. Prosecutors assert the employees may have provided false information to regulators.
Arab League monitors are hearing firsthand accounts of the deadly crackdown in Syria. It comes as new violence erupts in western cities. Activists say troops killed at least six people when they opened fire on thousands of unarmed protesters, and monitors are doing little to stop it.
We can't communicate with the inspectors. The inspectors are all the time watched by the regime thugs. If they saw me and saw that I am talking to them, and then I fled, and then if I have been caught, I would be for sure dead.
The monitors arrived last week to compel the regime into complying with the terms of a peace agreement. Iran says it will block a crucial trade route in the Persian Gulf if new sanctions are imposed on its exports of crude oil. The Obama administration says the closure of the Straits of Hormuz will disrupt the free flow of goods and services vital to global prosperity. The 34-mile-wide channel goes in between Iran and Oman and is heavily trafficked by oil tankers.
The tiny South Pacific nation of Samoa is getting rid of this Friday. At the stroke of midnight, the island will cross westward into the over the international dateline. They'll skip December 30th altogether, go straight into New Year's Eve. The country's prime minister says that move is designed to align the nation with its trading partners in Australia and New Zealand. We're wondering, what day would you get rid of if you could? Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE.
They're getting rid of a day. Let's check in on the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up and futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,151. The S&P opens at 1,249. And the NASDAQ opens at 2267. Well, coming up this morning,
I think like everybody else, I'm worried about chaos. I'm worried about what happens if the protests continue with a deadlock.
That's Egyptian-American Nancy Youssef talking about the Arab Spring with us almost a year ago. She will be joining us along with other guests, a Yemeni American named Raja Al-Bathani, to reflect on the past year's revolutions throughout the Middle East and North Africa. But first, flip-flopping. Who does it? When is it a problem? Have you ever flip-flopped? We're going to deconstruct the political flip-flop with Kathleen Hall Jamieson. That's coming up next.